Yesterday, we told you about the family held hostage in Afghanistan, American Caitlin Coleman, her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, and their two little boys born in captivity. Kate and Josh, as their families call them, were kidnapped on a backpacking trip in 2012. She was 5 months pregnant. Josh delivered their second child by flashlight. On Monday, the Taliban-linked Haqqani Network released a video of them. Here, Caitlin talks about their captors as Josh, in leg chains, soothes the children.
They want money, power, friends. You must give them these things before progress can be made. A 5-year hostage taking is too long and indicates failure on every side.
That video is the first Caitlin and Josh's parents have seen of their grandchildren. Her parents in Pennsylvania are not commenting. Josh's parents, Patrick and Linda Boyle, don't often speak publicly, but they are here by Skype. Patrick and Linda, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Thank you for your interest in the story.
Well, of course we are. And tell us more. Why? Why do you feel it's important to speak now? Patrick, why don't you start?
Well, I guess it's the two recent videos, especially Monday's. Amazing pictures, unbelievable messaging.
Well, to start with the pictures first. Linda, what did you feel when you saw your grandchildren for the first time?
Oh, my gosh. I loved seeing them, you know, the older boys seeing they're making faces. And I've got a picture in front of me now of my our second youngest daughter. And they could pass as twins. They're identical, even the haircuts, which they used to laugh at. I only knew one haircut for all the kids. But it was good to see them. And I think it speaks to, you know, Josh and Kate's parents, like, in spite of everything, they're managing to still be children.
Yeah. Well, in fact, you've been in communication with Josh and Kate, and you told a reporter who's become a friend of the family, who told us that, in fact, they are treating this like a movie. They're telling their children that this is a game.
Well, I guess that's one of the saddest parts of the letter was when he said they're playing the game. It's a beautiful life. So pretending that this isn't real for them, and it's just part of a game. And I can't imagine what it's like, but you have to assume that's what you do to get through.
This is what Josh wrote you. This is the film Life is Beautiful, and the father in the film pretends for his son that they're not really in a concentration camp, you know, just devastating. So what more immediacy do you think there is here, Patrick? Some have said that this tape might be related to the fact that the son of the founder of the Haqqani Network was just indicted in a court. I mean, what do you think is going on?
A couple of things on a very practical and hopeful level. Obviously, a proof of life of all four of them was needed to get this just moving forward towards a resolution. The captors, the Taliban, have chosen the timing to release this. So in their minds, now is the time to act. So we are trying to be responsive. We are trying to encourage all levels of government to be responsive. So it's a good message, we hope, from timing. We think it's hopeful. From the Afghan captors, the Haqqani Network, the Taliban, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, this is tied to a couple of things very much, it seems, clear in the last two videos and the timing of both, that it's tied to the trial of Anas Haqqani and another Haqqani Network member, which is before the Afghan courts now. And they've also made it clear that it's about the transition in the U.S. before the inauguration. They make Kate talk about Jimmy Carter and the Iran hostages.
Yeah, the fact that Jimmy Carter failed to get the hostages back during his tenure as president. He did, but, you know, as Ronald Reagan was taking office, what do you want to happen? I mean, you know that governments are loath to trade hostages for terrorists, that, you know, that then you'll have more hostages.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because certainly if you asked me this 5 years ago, my attitude was totally different. And I just certainly bought into that. Not that I agree, you know, with the, oh, yes, just go ahead, do whatever they ask. But at the same time, you know, it's the idea of, oh, there'll be more hostages just doesn't work. This is a weapon of war. They take hostages when they feel they're at war. It's been going on for thousands of years. It's that simple.
Well, and they don't let them go, and they don't kill them right away if they're from a country like Canada or the United States. Clearly, the captors don't believe that governments can't do anything.
Look, you mentioned, Patrick, that you want to keep this in the news. You want to keep this on top of people's minds. First of all, what's that been like to be? We've spoken to other parents whose adult children have been taken hostage. It's horrendous because you don't know what to do. If you talk, you might jeopardize them. But if you don't talk, people forget. What's that like? And also, why don't you think this has captured more imaginations, especially after that video on Monday?
I think it makes people uncomfortable, and some people just don't like to be uncomfortable, and it's easy enough to turn away if you're not living it. So that's part of it. I think for a lot of people, I just call it a arrogant, judgmental attitude that I would never do that, so therefore it must be wrong. But, where would the world be at this time if nobody ever went beyond their own personal space?
Well, let's be clear. When they say who would do that, they're talking about, the early criticism of who backpacks in Afghanistan when you're 5 months pregnant. And there was also not just criticism, but suspicion, especially since Josh, your son, was married years ago to the sister of Omar Khadr, who had been held at Guantanamo and is serving a sentence in Canada. He was involved in one of the first deaths of an American soldier in Afghanistan in that war that began so many years ago.
You've raised a couple of very fair questions. The Khadr question, Joshua's brief first marriage. Fair question comes to everybody's mind right away upon hearing this. What we know is the U.S. and the Canadian government fully investigated this at the outset, and the FBI years ago publicly said this was a horrible coincidence.
Right.
So it's not what this is about. Then there's the circumstances of capture, people thinking, I wouldn't do that. Why would somebody do that? But stop and think. People swim beyond their abilities, and we go out and save them, and people take steps. Skiers ski out of bounds. When something goes wrong, adventuresome people get rescued. They weren't stupid, and they didn't deserve this. Nobody does. They were adventuresome, but they were responsible. They went there legally. They contacted tourist operators and accommodations beforehand. They communicated regularly with family and friends. And they had return tickets for early December, a couple of months before her due date.
Look, Patrick and Linda Boyle, we certainly don't feel that you have to defend your children. And now there are grandchildren. How do you get up in the morning? How do you, it's been years. How do you do this?
You don't really have a choice. Life goes on and you make the best of it. And that's what we're handed in life. We all have to deal with what we're handed with, and that's what we were handed with. So we deal with it best we can.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really a two-step program. Get up in the morning, pray that we get them back today, or that today passes quickly, and we do well.
Yeah.
Look, you're hoping that your speaking reaches the right ears. What do you want to say, and to who?
Well, I'm not sure, where it's going to reach, but certainly if Josh and those and Katie and the kids hear it, obviously we want to tell them how much we love them, we miss them. So proud of them both, Josh and Kate, knowing that they're taking care of their families best they can. Keep up the hope. It's the first prayer and the last prayer of every day is to give them strength. And that we're doing all we can, but it's really in the hands of the captors and the governments. They don't want to talk to us.
If the captors are listening, we want to assure them that the families have taken the messages seriously and have pursued it most diligently with governments. Message received loud and clear and being acted upon. If it's Josh and Kate, I echo Linda's love to all four of them and pride in seeing Josh and Katie get their kids through this far so well. Elated to see they're looking healthy after all of this time and the circumstances. And I think it being Christmas, I'd just say to Josh that I can picture him reading Forsyth's Shepherd's Story to the boys from memory at this point.
Yeah. Patrick and Linda Boyle, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.